Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I love this quote from your book. You said God challenged his people to pay attention and make decisions that protect and enhance life. He knows that life is made up of one vital decision after another. Pam, we could do a whole show on that one statement. He's challenging us to pay attention and to make decisions that not only protect life, but enhance life. So there's certain things that we have to keep out and other things that we have to engage in because our life is made up of one vital decision after another. I want you to unpack that if you would.
That's right. And it depends on what survey you looked at. When I did the research, anywhere from 2,500 to 5,000 decisions per day. Huh, just saying that number exhausts us, right? Let alone doing it. And so two of the chapters deal a lot with different decision-making, simple decision-making skills that you can implement. And one of the easiest that I love is really a baseline, and that is there is set before you a decision, choose life. That's kind of a paraphrase of that verse, but life and death are set before us every day. Choose life. And, you know, a lot of times we only see that in the context of the pro-life movement. What, you know, a woman has a baby that she's unprepared for. Do I choose life? Do I choose abortion? And we're like, yes, choose life, because whenever you honor life, your life does get better because God honors those who honor life. But that's not the only context that that verse is true. And when we ask at any fork of the road, in any point of decision, who can I call upon that will bring some life here? What decision would I make that would bring the most life to this situation? What verse, Lord, can I apply here that would bring life and renewal to what's going on in this circumstance? Whenever we choose life in any of those arenas, that will strengthen our life as well. And it's kind of like a lighthouse on the shore. When we choose life, it's that lighthouse pointing out, you know, that's the way to get to shore safely. Go that way.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.